It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, let's play a quick game of Posted and Toasted here on The Fan.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I'll read you some old tweets. You tell me who from our WFAN staff may have tweeted this.
Can't wait.
Let's go back to June 28th, 2018.
That was Bart Scott, by the way.
Is that your official guess? He did work at WFAN.
No, I said can't wait.
I once dated a girl that got jealous months after the fact, mind you, that I tweeted something complimentary about Kim Kardashian. Was that Greg Giannotti, Evan Roberts, Sal Licata, or Keith McPherson?
I'm going to say that's Keith McPherson.
You're wrong.
Oh. By the way, how crazy would it be for someone to get mad about you tweeting something positively about a famous celebrity
years ago,
months after the fact?
Was that you, Sean?
No, but I think I guarantee I know who it is.
Go ahead.
It's Sal Licata.
I can't take it anymore.
How did you know?
Because before I got like close with Sal, or you know, friendly with Sal, I used to always watch his tweets from far. Be like, man, this dude's obsessed with Kim Kardashian.
Well, that may have been the issue then. Oh. It may not have been one tweet that was positive about Kim. Like if you're dating somebody and all your tweets are about, oh, Kim, she's so this and that, I could see how that would cause some rough.
Build that ass first.
I met her, by the way.
Oh, did you?
You know where I met her?
Super Bowl?
Nope. Celebrity Family Feud.
Wow. Unbelievable.
What a time to meet her.
All right. With guess who the other family was?
Ray J's?
Deion Sanders.
Wow.
Yeah. Shador at the end there?
I don't remember.
That's an education.
His kids were there. I think it was so long ago. I think his kids were probably young.
Man.
But it was fun.
Boy, you have had a life experience for everything.
I really have. It's unbelievable.
Here's post number two, and this one is dedicated to Tiki Barber. It's from May 1st, 2012. It must be weird to date or marry a twin. Wouldn't you also be attracted to the other twins? And wouldn't that at some point be a problem?
Oh.
Was that Evan Roberts, Al Dukes, Greg Giannotti, or Tommy Lugauer?
I'm going to say... That was Tommy.
You're wrong.
Oh, inappropriate relationship advice. That's usually Tommy's.
So this screams an Al Dukes tweet, but I kind of feel like this could be Gio.
You're wrong.
Your first guess had it, Al Dukes.
I like to lick my hands.
By the way, when I saw the tweet, I said I 100% agree with Al. So, Tiki, you were on the right track with me.
I get half credit.
I mean, it kind of makes a lot of sense. Now, as a twin, how would you answer that?
We're completely different.
Is your wife attracted to your twin brother?
No, not at all.
Is Rondé's wife attracted to you?
Not at all. Because your personality makes you look different.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And you're very different than Rondé.
Very different than Rondé. I mean, like if there's someone who's like amazingly gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
and she's just to see you next Tuesday, right?
I got it.
She's not attractive.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
No, I get what you're saying. I think that. If I have never dated twins, Lugie, have you dated twins? I could see you having done that.
I wish I have not. I always wanted to be like, honey, I thought it was you.
Like, I feel like we would be in trouble. I do. I feel like it's... I get what you're saying, but what if they're very similar in personality?
They call it or just identical twins, where Tiki and Rondé look a little different for twins. When they're identical and they have a close personality...
That's like my boy, Jay Glazer. You know who he just married?
A twin?
Rosie Tennyson. Do you know the Tennyson twins?
No.
Do yourself a favor and Google.
Okay. We've just lost Lugie for the rest of the segment.
One more thing on twins. Faces look alike. Does everything underneath look alike?
I don't. No. No, definitely not.
You know what Tiki's trying to say?
My body is different than Rondé's.
Hmm. So Rondé really is a nickel corner.
Tweet number three. November 2nd, 2020. Was that election day? It may have been. Daniel Jones may not be the guy. He may be the guy. The one thing is clear. Joe Judge is the guy. Was that Brandon Tierney, Chris McMonagle, Greg Giannotti, or Sean Morash?
I could tell it was Sean Morash.
Kiss my fat ass!
How do you know that?
Because he's getting up in his reaction.
Why'd you do that, Sean? Why'd you have to be so emotional?
His reaction.
I didn't know that one was coming, and that was a terrible tweet by me. I was wrong.
Wow. Did that make freezing cold?
Yes, it did.
Oh, really did?
It did?
Yeah, I've had a couple of those, and that one was one they put out. I still get that one sent to my timeline every once in a while.
Oh, that's a famous one. I didn't even realize that. Yeah, I found that on my own. Daniel Jones may not be the guy. He may be the guy. One thing that's clear, Joe Judge is the guy. Sean Marsh. And finally, last tweet. You'll love this one, Tiki. From December 4th, 2019. You know who my favorite football player of all time is? Tiki Barber. Ooh, that's who.
That's me.
Who tweeted that? Was it Brandon Tierney? Sean Morash, Tommy Lugauer, or Evan Roberts? Now, granted, timeline-wise...
When was it again?
It was December of 2019. So BT is your partner. The three of us, like, obviously we knew you, but there was no...
So it had to be either Tommy or Sean. I'm going to say that was Sean.
You're wrong.
It was Tommy?
You're wrong.
It was BT?
I'd probably say there were more days I wanted solo doggy.
It was you.
It was Evan Roberts.
What?
That's right. Here's the tweet so you can see it, so you know I'm not making it up. Do you know who my favorite football player of his all time? Tiki Barber, that's who.
What?
Tiki Barber here.
Now, obviously, there's lots of questions that you want answered.
I absolutely need questions answered for that.
Very simple answer. And you will get it, and you will say, oh.
Okay.
Listen.
There was extra context to this?
Yes, there was. You were a wonderful football player. I never disliked you as a player.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, I'm a Jet fan. I respected you as
a
player.
You're a Curtis Martin fan.
And probably on the radio at the time doing overnights, I'm sure there were many times I defended you, and I'm sure there were many times I ripped you, obviously. I can't remember every opinion I had, but I'm sure they were like 50-50, and I'm sure I was fair every single time. But the reason I tweeted that is because that was the day it was announced that Steve Cohen was buying the Mets and the Wilpons were selling the team and Tiki knew it first. And so from that day forward, I had a love for Tiki Barber.
That's my fault for not listening to the date.
Yes.
I should have listened to the date because I would have known.
It was so apparently a day earlier, Tiki went on the radio with Brandon on the then CBS Sports Network.
Right.
And as a throwaway line. Said
it was literally in the last 2 minutes of the show. We were going off air.
Gotcha. He says, I hear the Wilpons are selling the team. Mm-hmm. Is that how you phrased it?
Basically. And then I said, "If I don't know if it's true, but if it happens, you heard it here first."
So that becomes a story.
It was a Friday, I think.
Was that a Friday?
Or Thursday? I can't remember what day of the week it was, but it was late in the week.
So obviously...
It was like a dump. It was like a news dump.
Yeah. You gave us a news dump. So we all react to it, and I think a lot of people around here became aggressive with Tiki, almost negative.
Mm-hmm.
Joe and I took a very measured approach, which was...
Yeah, Boomer and Craig were all over me.
No, it was Gio at the time, yeah.
Boomer and Gio were all over
me. Yeah, I don't know what they thought, but Joe and I had a very measured opinion, which is, if he's right, we love him. If he's wrong... He's dead to us. We don't know. Like, we weren't killing you yet. We're like, just say this. You better be freaking right. And if he's right, I will always love Tiki Barber. I think I said, quote, I'll build him a statue in my basement.
Little did you know.
And then the next day, or maybe 2 days later, it came out that it was true.
Yeah. No, it was actually a lot longer than that.
Was it?
Yeah, it was more like 2 weeks later.
Oh, wow.
Because I remember there was time for Francesa to tell me how wrong I was. Right, I talked to Wilpons. He said my grandkids are going to own this team, right? Type of thing.
Right.
And then, probably a few days after that, he barges into my studio while we're doing our show, and he says, "Tiki, I got to tell you, I rarely do this, but you were right."
By the way, here's a headline from that day: How Tiki Barber became part of Mets history. That's literally the headline. So. That's why I loved you as a football player.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And that loves that. Look, I'm loyal.
I can't believe I got that wrong.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was football related.
I love you, Tiki. Top five. Shockey's one for me.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.